This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election. Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, who loves you, baby? How much do I love you? I came in from the garden to do the Robert Scott Bell Show this afternoon, East Coast time. It's our beginning of our broadcast week. And it is sometimes hard to come in from the garden when you've got spring happening. Yeah, I know, it's not spring everywhere. Technically, calendar-wise, it's not spring in the northern hemisphere, but my gosh, we are in it. And my plants are exploding! Strawberries! Boo! Look out for the strawberry superdine! It's happening, my friends, and I am glad to be here. And you don't know...
Strawberries.
Yes, strawberries. And now
it's snowing here. I don't want to hear about strawberries.
You know, there's always a risk of upsetting somebody when you talk about the weather. Isn't that true? Like, I don't mean to offend, but here we go. You know, here I am praying for George up at GCN that he'll be able to go outside in shorts someday soon. But, of course, I think spring gets into gear in Minnesota about June, I think. That the thaw is on and the ice starts melting, things like that. So we're with you. We're with you. Now, as we begin the day, the broadcast day, and we tend to try to ease in to our broadcast week because there is a lot of quote-unquote hard news. We're going to get into some vaccine issues today, well, a lot of them, because Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is scheduled to be with us for an entire hour, beginning at the bottom of the hour. But we also have some cannabis updates. Will Robert Scott Bell come out in favor of sanctuary cities? Maybe, but there's a nuance to it. It's going to be very controversial. Check it out. Keep listening. You never know where we're going to go. Unless you do, Super Don. How was your Saturday broadcast yesterday on GCN? What did you guys do?
You know, it's kind of a fun show, although it gets into like politics and hard news. Mm-hmm. More than we do. A couple of guys up in Canada that do the show, and I'm just kind of like the guy on the couch hanging out in the background and stuff. But yesterday, kind of a funny story. Mm-hmm. It's about 2 minutes before showtime, and the host of the show, Mike Phillip, he's like, hey, and they call me Super Don on there, too.
Nice.
And they go, hey, Super Don, why don't you kick off the show today?
What?
And it's like 2 minutes before the show, and I'm like, I get, all right, fine. So I get, hey, you know, welcome to him, blah, 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 whatever like that. And both of these guys just completely blindsided me. And we spent the entire first segment with them firing coffee enema jokes at me.
Oh, no, they didn't.
Yes.
I swear, I did not put them up to that. This is the first I'm hearing of this. I endorse that, though. That's great.
They apparently are fans of the Robert Scott Bell Show as well, and they just totally just caught me off guard. And they're asking me if I like vanilla extract in my coffee enema and chocolate sprinkles, you know, and all this stuff.
Gosh.
And I had no idea. So, you know, even on Saturdays, I can't seem to get away from the coffee enema joke.
What have I done? Oh, my God. I've created a coffee enema monster. This is very exciting to hear about that. Thank you for sharing that, Super D. Makes my weekend. I'm happier to be in here on radio with you because of that. My gosh, this is an amazing day. Other people are joking with Super Don about coffee enemas. All right. Now, I'm sure you've had your morning coffee because you actually sound kind of chipper. You're not too upset about the fact that we have to start early for you on a Sunday, of course. But we've got to dive into the, you know, obviously the topic's still percolating. No coffee jokes intended here. The whole school shooting in Broward County last week. And, you know, I mentioned this in the YouTube, the Facebook Live video I did earlier. Y'all check it out at Robert Scott Bell on Facebook. And I was trying to be serious. My daughter is, like, all over the place with the camera. The cat's meowing. She's like, let me visit the cat. No, over here. But I've got a lot of friends, I do, on the political left. They don't like firearms. They don't like the right to keep and bear arms. They'll say they do, but then they'll treat it like it's a privilege. And I don't mean that they're all mean and nasty and ugly about it, because they try to be engaged with me. They know I don't take too well if you're going to yell and scream at me. That's not going to work. And so there are some friends that are sincerely asking that don't maybe haven't formed opinions yet on it. But we'll look at this issue last week and say, my gosh, here's another one on psychiatric medications. As all of the major shootings that we followed since Columbine and forward, and maybe even preceding that, we look at the abject terrorism visited upon the people of planet Earth by allopathic psychiatry. Since they adopted a brain chemistry model that they have no validity to adopting, that says, oh my gosh, it's serotonin, let's just stop the reuptake, we can recirculate it, it'll be all good. But they've never measured again. There's no valid test, in other words. So this time we look at that issue and people are coming to the conclusion, oh my gosh, yes, that may have played a role, but the people that are anti-gun, they'll only say, well, still, if there were just no guns allowed, this wouldn't have happened. And of course, it's hard to have a discussion with someone that says that, because how do you logically come to the conclusion that if the government bans guns, suddenly there will be no more guns, right? It's just ludicrous, especially in America, where the First, the Second Amendment, again, these are amendments not granted to the people, right? A right is not granted by government. A right is something you get from the Creator. And the Second Amendment says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, basically. So it's not going to happen, as much as the leftists want to, unless California does successfully secede from the Union, then maybe they can try to ban guns. It'll be a nightmare. But the idea here is to look deeper than the symptom. Sure, he used a gun, but there are other violent acts that people perpetrate, you know, via SSRIs and other psychiatric things, using knives, using anything available to you. But again, the weapon is secondary, because the weapon is always an inanimate object that is utilized. And if people don't have a right to defend themselves, including if somebody's coming at you with a knife and you're not good at knife fighting, wouldn't you rather have a firearm to defend yourself? Right? No. We can't have that. No, you can't. The right of self-defense obviously is not a right according to those on the political left here. That's a problem. But now they've jumped the shark. They often jump the shark here. This is the mainstream media claim. There's a story here about this 19-year-old, Nicholas Cruz. And they're saying that the reason he may have committed this heinous act is because his mom tragically died of the flu. Super Don, I kid you not. This is like, this is like, hey, never let a crisis.
Yep. Did we lose Robert?
Something here, Super D.
Oh, there you go. You cut out there for a second. Sorry.
No, it was like a lightning strike, because I think we're on to something here.
Okay, yeah, there you go. But no, you're right. Never let a crisis go to waste. I forget, years ago, not too terribly long ago, somebody came, I think it was possibly Hillary Clinton, I think, may have been quoted saying this, but you're right. Everything's about the flu. They're trying to scare everybody about the flu. People are dying of the flu, of something anyway.
Yeah.
But they're trying to make this big push for vaccines and getting your flu shot. And so the New York Post just could not let it go without taking advantage of the situation. And the headline, Mom's Flu Death May Have Sent Florida Massacre Suspect Over the Edge. So in other words, I'm just trying to climb into the mind of whoever it is that wrote this stupid article. What you're saying then is that, gosh, you know, if people just got their flu shots, then there wouldn't have, this school shooting wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
This is the desperation, because people are figuring it out. The flu shot, as they say, 15, 5, 10, 30%. What is it? What's the efficacy rate? And then when they claim efficacy, they change the rules of efficacy. As we covered on Friday's show, Super Don, the idea that, oh, well, these are the people who got a flu shot that didn't get the flu, so the flu shot worked. Wait a second. I thought the only way you can measure efficacy of a vaccine is to titer, to say, oh, yeah, we've titered the blood. Looks like there's definitely antibodies that were facilitated into reality via the shot. Not that, oh, I gave you the shot, you didn't get sick, therefore it worked, which is anecdotal, which is epidemiological, which is legitimate on one side, but not legitimate when we talk about you took a homeopathic flu remedy, Nozode, you didn't get the flu. Of course, there's no legitimacy to make such a claim, but it's the same claim. Now, it may be real, it may not be, but you can't say the mantle of science is on your side when you make such disastrous, ludicrous claims, including that, my gosh, it could be because his mother died of the flu or complications from the flu, may or may not have been the flu, pneumonia, and died. And there's obviously a tragic story, many tragic stories coming out of this school shooting, so we're not diminishing that in our discussion. But to then, you know, the New York Post said, oh, yeah, if she had only gotten a flu shot, somehow that would have stopped this crazy shooting. No, I think that we would argue that if there wasn't a psychiatric profession that drugs everything that has a thought or an emotion, we would be better likely to expect there would be far fewer of these shootings. Because the vast majority, if not nearly all of them, can be tied back into some of these psychiatric drugs. Now, moving on from here, and if you have comments or questions about that, the phone number is going to be open today, although I want to talk with Sherry Tenpenny most of the time. It's 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Now, ladies or men, if there was an FDA-approved test for pregnancy that 30 to 50% of the time it would give you a false reading, 30 to half the time you wouldn't even get the reading you have bought the thing for. You have no, would you even buy the test? Would they approve the test? Yes, buy this test for pregnancy. Half the time, it's going to be wrong. Okay, you wouldn't, of course. But there's a rapid flu test with just about that same level of functional efficacy in terming accuracy. It fails 30 to 50% of the time, and that might be cutting it underscored. This is a story out of Dallas, CBS News reporting. The rapid flu test, only 50 to 70% accurate, according to the CDC. Yeah, this is the thing. You all want tests. I need a test. Give me a test, right? This is not the test of 2 plus 2 equals 4. You're like, hey, you're right, except in new math. This is about a test that has no, obviously, validity. If it's wrong half the time. Just like I've said with HIV tests, it has no standard. If a test has no standard, it is not a real test. You cannot call it an HIV test, and you cannot call this a flu test. It's nonsense. Folks, the vast majority of influenza cases likely not even caused by influenza viruses. So what is it then? We'll talk with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny about that and a whole lot more. She's read more scientific journal articles on vaccines than probably any human being. Alive or no longer alive, for those that have read a lot when they died and they didn't read anymore. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's still reading it. We'll tell you how to reach it through the Vaccine Research Library and more. Mastering Vaccine Information with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com. Check it all out there. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. A team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
To go where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
And we're live.
I guess. I'm thinking.
I can hear it. You can't.
Okay. All right. No worries. Yeah. Hey, back at it here. Robert Scott Bell Show. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Right here on...
Just take my word for it.
Right. I'm the United States and world of Health Talk Radio. Occasionally, the host even gets to hear the bumper music. So we got a lot of healing to go on the show. We've got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny coming up this hour, and she'll be with us for an entire hour. I'm very excited about that. It has been too long, but she's so busy, and I would have her on. You know, like, there are a number of people I would have on any time, like John Rappaport, of course, right, all the time. Sherry Tenpenny is one of those folks, and we're grateful that she's coming on board today. Now, I think we need to do some house cleaning before she comes on the air. And there's an article that indicates that we got to be careful when we're house cleaning. Did you know, and this is according to, let's see, an independent source, it's published in the United Kingdom, so our friends on UK Health Radio, pay careful attention to this. Cleaning products, all right? Y'all, listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show, you're probably orthorexic like I am. Not really, the orthorexic, it's crap, it's a made-up thing. But the reality is you care about what you put into your body. How about what you put on your body? How about what you use to clean your environment? Right? Could that have anything to do with chronic disease, ill health, degradation diseases? According to the headline here at The Independent, cleaning products are as bad for your lungs as smoking a pack a day. Is that a pack 20 cigarettes? Does it come 20 to a pack, Super D? Because they said 20 cigarettes a day.
Yep, that's a pack of cigarettes a day.
So they're advising to replace everything with microfiber cloths and water. Now, I like microfiber cloths and water. Don't get me wrong. In fact, we use the acid water sometimes from the Echo water system that we have. But I am going to bring this to the fore. Da-da-da! For those of you watching on YouTube, this is a big old bottle of orange TKO. Now, I'm holding this up because it's delimonene. It's a distillate from the orange peel. And it's a wonderful tool. It's a cleaning tool. This is a super concentrate. And you will not harm yourself cleaning anything and everything with it. The article is saying that the, I don't know, if you, this falls under what Dr. Bitar calls persistent organic pollutants. Toxic petrochemicals that not only are harmful to touch, but much more harmful when they're in a vaporous state to breathe in. And they're talking about research following more than 6,000 people over 20 years, and they found that women, in particular, because women tend to clean more than men. Let's be honest, men, you slobs, you pigs, right? No, I'm being mean to my own gender. It's okay, I can do that. Lung function decline in women workers as cleaners or regularly using cleaning products at home was comparable to smoking 20 cigarettes a day over 10 to 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, so the idea of eating cleaner, we got to marry that to the idea of cleaning cleaner, right? That we don't use toxic chlorine bleach. Can we breathe that in? You could burn and scar your lungs. And that's what they're talking about, the damage to the lung tissue, the pulmonary tissue deep in the lungs. And, you know, you thought smoking was bad? Try cleaning with petrochemicals. That's why we use, again, the delimiting. You can go to orangetko.net, and I think they're still available, hopefully, online. You can order them and have them shipped to you. OMRI certified for organic agriculture, too. You can dilute it. You can clean a dog or a cat with it when you dilute it. You can degrease an engine with it when you don't. You can wipe a baby's bottom with it when you dilute it. So it's all about the concentration and form.
And it makes your house smell good, too.
Yeah, smell like oranges. I love it. Love this. Actually, I'm going to open it up right here just so I can smell it. You can, everybody, this is now we're in smell around.
Smell-o-vision.
Smell-o-vision on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So we got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny coming up this hour. We're going to hold her over, if she's willing to do so, for an entire hour, from the bottom of the hour to the bottom of the hour. And we'll talk to her for bonus time. For those of you listening on the radio, if you come over to robertscottbell.com, you can actually, I'm going to restart the YouTube feed on our RS Bell Media channel so that my lips are moving and you can hear what I'm saying in sync. Apparently it's not, and it's freaking people out.
Read my lips.
It's very confusing when it's out of sync. I get that. So we're going to correct that momentarily. We also have Major League Cannabis updates coming up next hour as well. What does Big Pharma stand to lose if cannabis was fully legal in all 50 states? If the feds got out of it? Yeah, big threat to Big Pharma. Also, sanctuary cities, my friends. Are we big fans of sanctuary cities? Not necessarily, but there is one kind of sanctuary city in Berkeley that I'm going to endorse, and I'll talk about it and the reason why. Y'all going to handle some constitutional
which is going to be, actually, it's going to be, that's going to be a hard one to navigate, I think. It really is.
Well, we dare to navigate where others fear to tread.
Yeah.
And Super Don's still not doing coffee enemas, even on a Saturday show. They rip him about it. I love that.
Nope.
I love that. Folks,
yeah, thanks
more.
A lot.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to restart the YouTube. Y'all watching on YouTube, stand by. We'll get that going on the bottom of the hour. And then Dr. Sherry Tenpenny will be joining us after the break. Check it all out at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're joined now by what I've just determined is the real-life Wonder Woman, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, good friend of mine and the program and so many of our guests here that love and appreciate her the way we do. And as I said, I was joking with her, not a joke, that she's welcome here anytime. It's just that she's busy, I'm busy. But again, it's just like anything. We are on a mission. And occasionally our missions, even though they're always in alignment, we'll get the cross paths and bring this information out to the rest of the world together. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, welcome back, my friend.
Well, good afternoon. So nice to be here. Thanks a lot.
You got it. Well, listen, you're working on so many things, it's hard to know where to start or stop. I don't want to ever stop with you. But the vaccine investigations you've been under, I've said at this point that you've likely read more peer-reviewed literature and scientific literature on the issue of vaccines specifically than probably any other human being alive right now. Am I exaggerating even a little bit?
I would say that between me and Dr. Suzanne Humphreys, we are the brain trust of this information. We probably have logged equally as many thousands and tens of thousands of hours. We kind of look at different things, and sometimes even when we read the same stuff, we come to a little different conclusion because of the previous things that we've read. But I, for example, I just completed the module, the next module, module number 8 for the Mastering Vaccine Info course that I'm creating. That module is about 35 slides, and I read 3 textbooks in order to condense it down into 3 slides on vaccine adjuvants.
Wow. And we're going to get into how people can learn and tap into the Mastering Vaccine Info, because it's like an online course that you can plug into. Let me ask you about the flu shot controversy, since that's
sure.
an ongoing issue in the mainstream media. They're reporting that the vaccine, you know, is 5%, 15%, 30-some-odd, I mean, so many, they're all over the map with this. But a recent article, I think we covered on Friday's show, said, my gosh, it's working because we looked at this number, X number of people, and these X number of people who got the shot didn't get the flu. No mention of titers, no mention of antibodies. And how is it they can just say correlation is suddenly causation? If we were to mention something like that with homeopathy, they would laugh us out of the scientific room.
Well, it's even worse than that. I mean, if you have 100 people that get a flu shot and 26 of them do not get the flu, is it because of the flu shot? Is it because they eat well, wash their hands, go to bed on time, have an adequate vitamin D level of somewhere between 80 and 100? They take vitamin C, plenty of antioxidants, maybe use colloidal silver. How do they know that those 26 people that didn't contract the flu, if it had anything in the world to do with the toxic vaccine that got injected into their arm?
Well, especially by their own claims of what is efficacy. I mean, I thought it was about the stimulation of the antibody into existence, even though we could argue that having an antibody is not sufficient. We can put that aside for a moment. If that's their claim to efficacy, how are they now suddenly claiming correlation? Is that the best they can do?
That's kind of the best they can do. And what's really interesting, Robert, is over the last 19 years, when I looked at CDC data and put it all together, what actually happens, it's a little bit complicated, but it's worth repeating, is that the CDC has about 120 testing centers across the country. So if you come down with something that's flu-like symptoms, you know, cold, fever, cough, body aches, and you go in and they do a nasal swab and a throat swab, they send it to the CDC to be analyzed. When they take that swab and they analyze it, the first thing they do is to test to see if the reason you were sick is because of an influenza virus or one of any other dozens of other types of viruses and bacteria that could be causing the same symptoms, which they label that influenza-like illness. Over
well,
the last 19 years, and the tens of thousands, even hundreds of thousands of swabs that have been tested, mm-hmm. 15% of the time are people sick by influenza viruses. So that means every year for almost the last 2 decades, the flu shot has done nothing to keep you from getting sick from influenza-like illness 85% of the time.
Yeah, because it isn't the flu 85% of the time.
So you can get this influenza, because we in the northern hemisphere, I mean, you're in Florida down in sunny categories, but we're up here in the cold and snow, and I'm in Cleveland, Ohio. Which everything that has cold, fever, cough, body aches, even sometimes vomiting and diarrhea, we lump that all into a category and call it the flu. But technically, the only thing that causes real flu, not fake flu, but real flu, is influenza viruses. And influenza viruses, if the flu shots do anything at all, the only thing they do is keep you from getting sick from influenza viruses, which means 15% of the time when people get sick, it's an influenza virus.
Yeah, it's stunning the level at which the whole claim that the flu shot, or let me just say this, that the influenza every year is causing all of these problems, and then they do kind of some form of a flu shot yoga with the stats here to say, this is really what you need, this is the only thing, even though they'll acknowledge sometimes it's only 10-15% effective, they'll still say it's the best thing to do. I'm like, really? If that's the best, this is embarrassing, and you stand by that? Oh, of course we do. And then there's also the case of this so-called rapid test. We just covered a story earlier today that they're claiming 50-70% may be successful, they claim. Yet that means that half the time it could be a false whatever the result is. And I said, if you had a pregnancy test that was wrong half the time, it would never reach the market.
Or any other type of test that's wrong half of the time. It's just, I really wish that somewhere, somehow, we could take a whole bunch of flu vaccines, a whole bunch of them, like, you know, maybe 1,000 from different manufacturers, because there's like 9 different manufacturers each year of flu vaccines, and they, and really test them to see what's in there besides what they are willing to admit on the label.
Mm-hmm.
Because
FDA
said years ago that they just take their word for it. They don't do follow-up testing. If the drug companies, if the vaccine manufacturer comes out and says, this is what's in the ingredients, they just say, okay, check the box and move on. Nobody ever goes back and retests for what else might just possibly be in those vaccines. And I know that sounds kind of sinister and maybe conspiratorial, but they want everybody to be vaccinated so badly with these vaccines. I mean, go to Giant Eagle. You get your flu shot today. You'll get 10% off of your grocery bill. Every CVS, Walgreens. Now they're talking about at the NVAC meeting last week, they were actually talking about in rural communities to actually allowing pharmacists to get trained and to be licensed to give every single vaccine so that the pharmacist can actually make house calls to make sure that you're vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And the flu shot didn't work the first time around this year, so now they're saying, well, if you got your flu shot in October, November, it's still time you can get another one.
Yeah, and Dr. Tenpenny, this doesn't even go to the where I would go, you know, the law of the terrain, Antoine Béchamp versus the germ theory, that viruses may not be the true cause of these diseases, but they're like, incidental. There's something going on intracellularly that you're spewing out genetic material for another purpose. And
yeah, I don't even like to call them diseases. I'm really trying to change the language, to stop calling flu disease, to stop calling measles disease. They are infections that come and go, and if you get them naturally occurring, when you engage fever, cytokines, and white blood cells, that's what induces lifetime immunity. Comes and goes in a week to 10 days and leaves behind a lifetime of immunity. So we got to quit calling them diseases, Robert. We need to just label them what they are. They're infections.
Well, and then the symptoms are the immune response to the infection.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And how important it is to engage that innate immune system, which is basically white blood cells and fever, because if that arm is not just the setup system to develop an antibody. You know, I've been doing a lot of research in the last couple of weeks about the TH1, TH2 arms of the immune system, and the upline control box of those two arms of the immune system is something called the toll-like receptors. And the toll-like receptors are the keys to the kingdom. They were only discovered in 1996, and the people who were working on them and discovering them got the Nobel Prize of Physiology and Medicine in 2011. So this is very recent immunology of how we have one more time in all of medicine, and particularly the vaccine industry, got it all wrong.
Yeah, from the get-go, from the word go. Again, we're dealing with paradigm-level issues of they're on a pharmaceutical fantasy track, but they've had the power of the media and government behind them to artificially induce the belief, of course, we'll call it a fanatical belief, if you will, in these vaccines, because people that argue for them against those of us who have woken up and said, you know what, this doesn't make any sense. What they always resort to is yelling and screaming and calling names. And Dr. Tenpenny, you've been called so many names, and most of them we can't even say on the radio, by those who don't like what you're uncovering. And again, coming from the peer-reviewed literature.
Yeah, which goes back to how you started the beginning of the segment about how much research I've done and thousands of hours in books and articles, that the more that I read, the more frustrated that I get the fact that we have the science on our side. I mean, if Dr. Paul Offit says, you know, the science is done, it's over, we win, then I truly believe the man must be illiterate, because the science, if that claim is to be true, the science is done and over, and the truth is on our side about the toxic effects of aluminum and mercury and all of these stray viruses and the manipulation of the adjuvants. I mean, the science of what is happening to the human body in both children, adolescents, and adults is on our side, and it's time that we call everyone to action to get this stopped.
Well, I think part of it is we have generations now that have been schooled in propaganda, not, allopathic realities. You know, there are realities within allopathic medicine. There are life-saving measures that can be supported in allopathic medicine. But when you leap into this idea of artificial induction of antibodies to prevent disease, we're now talking quackers and crackers, right? It's kind of beyond belief, even though that's all they have is your belief. Now, the Mastering Vaccine Info Foundational Course in Training, which I'm on the webpage, and it's masteringvaccineinfo.com. It says it's currently closed. I want it open. I want people accessing this information, Dr. Tenpenny.
Well, this is actually, it's a course. It's just like if you go to college, you enroll in a course, the course enrollment closes, and then you conduct the course until it's open for enrollment the next time. So if you go to that course, you can put in your email address, or you can text 555-888 and put MVI, like Mary Victor Iris, MVI, which stands for Mastering Vaccine Info, in the body of the text, just 555-888, and then you can be put on the waiting list for open enrollment. Open enrollment is going to begin again in July, and the first course will be, and it will be open for the foundational course and training, will be open on August the 6th.
Okay, we got time to sign up. 555-888. Text it. 555-888-MVI. Show notes, you'll find a link to Mastering Vaccines Info. In MasteringVaccineInfo.com, and I have it linked up. You can sign up there as well. You'll be notified when open enrollment begins again. We got lots more with Dr. Sherry Tenpenny right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out the links at RobertScottBell.com. She's got so many websites. I'm going to ask her which other ones we want to go to next.
What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSV show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Yeah.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations for Publix Supermarkets. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Publix to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we're building a brighter future. Sign up for Publix's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, our guest this hour and much of next hour. I'm excited to have her on board. I want to play this on her behalf, in her honor. We've got a few themes that are appropriate. One, of course, is called the vaccine theme that Super Don came up with some time ago. So, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, was that ominous sounding enough, or do we need to go even more? Yeah, I'm telling you. So we got to go with the more horror angle, because the reality is the horror of these shots are visiting upon the innocent little babies, much less the adults who are falling prey to the propaganda, is very real. And Dr. Tenpenny has been reviewing this for how many years now have you been digging into this? It's decades. Mm. We were talking on the break for YouTube audience, and I want to hear, have our radio audience plug into this as well. I mentioned the Mastering Vaccine Info Course. Also, you have a site called Vaxxter.com, V-A-X-X-T-E-R.com. Superdon has linked that, as well as TenPennyIMC.com for your integrative medical center. We have a lot of things I want people to plug into, but if people sign up at Vaxxter.com, they're going to get updates and things, but there's also a, I think three, you said, e-books they're going to get for free?
Yes, three e-books that I've written. They're small, but they are packed with information, just bite-sized things. One is on the MMR vaccine. One is called Challenging the Vaccine Dogma, which empowers you with language to go out and speak your piece with confidence. And the third is The Importance of Fever. And I think that that is so important because that's one of the ways that pediatricians terrorize parents is, oh my gosh, your child might get a fever and then they just might die. Well, I wrote an entire ebook pulling out articles from the mainstream medical literature showing how important it is for your child to experience fever. And in the ebook, it talks about when you should be concerned, when you should seek medical attention, and when you should just support the fever and let it burn.
Beautiful. It's such an important bit of information that has been lost. It used to be a generational thing. It was we all knew. And somehow it had been bred out of us through the medical domination of media, the coverage of the fear-mongering, etc. Now, I talk homeopathically about the use of phosphorus, ferrum phosphoricum, belladonna as homeopathics go. And that can safely work with a fever, but it doesn't suppress it, doesn't snuff it out. So you still have the immune power, the thing that you want to happen. It will still happen. Now, in this course that we talked about, Mastering Vaccine Info, we talk about the posture people, it changes when they really understand the deep level of science supporting our perspective that the immune system is much more than just eliciting artificially through toxic injections and antibody response.
Oh, absolutely. And the more that I've been reading and studying about the immune system, and we talked about this a little bit in the first segment, about these toll-like receptors that just have recently come into play, I mean, just recently, in the last 10 years or 10 to 15 years at the most, is that we used to always think that the innate immune system, the Th1 side of the immune system, just sort of sat there, and it was sort of like the tee that you would put the ball on top of if you were playing golf. It just really wasn't much of anything. It just sort of set things up so that we would induce these antibodies. But what is now coming out more and more in the medical literature, if you care to read it and dig into it, because it's pretty headsy, immunology and biochemistry, is that antibodies are the mop-up crew. They're the things that should come along last after the toll-like receptors have identified the viruses and bacteria through something called pattern recognition. I mean, how intelligent are those receptors in our body that they have pattern recognition to know how to glob onto viruses and bacteria, call in the troops with some cytokines, bring in all the white blood cells to gobble it up. So most of the things that are happening in your body from day to day when you've been exposed to viruses and bacteria through your animals or being outside or all those things, those toll-like receptors and your Th1 innate immune system is gobbling it all up and just getting rid of it, just getting rid of it. It's not
nice.
Until it gets bypasses that and it's a big thing that really, really has to be overcome that they call in the B cells and the antibodies. They're the mop-up crew.
Right.
But what
they're
do we
the,
do with vaccines? We
hold on,
create
hold on, hold on. Dr. Tenpenny. We are on the break, and now it's a cliffhanger. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is going to be with us after the news break. If you're watching on YouTube, we're going to continue this discussion on The Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? Because the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hey, folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.